Until I was about a junior in high school, my teachers strictly prohibited the use of Wikipedia as a scholarly reference. But then something changed. I was allowed to use Wikipedia and even cite it, as long as the cited material was itself a reference to a real scholarly article. But over time, even this standard began to weaken, and soon I was making frequent references to Wikipedia articles in a variety of my classes. Last semester, I took the course Asian 230, Intro to Buddhism. One day, when our teacher, Dr. Lopez, was outlining our research paper due at the end of the semester, he responded to a student's question regarding the use of Wikipedia for the research paper. He said, "I used to forbid my students from using Wikipedia until I went to the Wikipedia page on Buddhism and saw that most of the information on the page was from books or papers that I had written." So, what is Wikipedia, and why has its usage and reputation changed so dramatically over the past decade? Well, Wikipedia is a free online encyclopedia, written collaboratively by its users all over the world. The website was launched by Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger in 2001, and since then, it has become one of the world's top 10 most popular websites, and the internet's largest and most popular reference work. It holds over 37 million articles in 200 languages and has amassed 18 billion page views. What makes Wikipedia so unique is that all of its content is user-generated, and virtually anyone can participate. Many scholarly works are incorporated into the pages, but these references come from the individuals who write the content. You might think that the ease by which anyone can write and edit pages would lead to a high amount of faulty information and trolling, but this is not the case. In fact, a study by Jim Giles found that the accuracy of Wikipedia is on par with that of the Encyclopedia Britannica when measuring for the frequency of errors. So, a solar physicist could, for example, work on the entry for the sun, but would have the same status as a contributor without an academic background. Wikipedia actually benefits from the millions of users who edit and add content to its pages. While it may seem that the accuracy of Wikipedia is a product of experts who contribute to their respective fields, the most significant cause for Wikipedia's accuracy are from the social interactions between its users. These take place on its unique debate-like editing platform. When users need to make decisions on whether certain edits are kept or information is added or removed, they do so through a process known as reaching consensus. When a new edit is made, if the article is not edited any further, then there is a new consensus. If there is a disagreement regarding the edit, then a continuous cycle of edits happens until a final consensus is reached. Sometimes, bigger editorial decisions, such as renaming articles, are determined by the consensus of data gathered by surveys. So, in discussions, consensus can be determined by votes as well. This process all takes place on the Wikipedia talk pages. These pages serve as a public forum for hashing out any disagreements on particular edits or content additions. Wikipedia believes that achieving consensus is a natural process that occurs when people with opposing views continuously edit each other's contributions until a final consensus is formed. So far, they have been right. There is also a system of hierarchy to help manage the content of the pages. At the base are administrators. They are allowed to block users, apply page protection, edit fully protected pages, delete pages, and view and restore deleted pages. At the top are the bureaucrats. These are exceptionally trusted users who can create accounts made up of administrators, bot creators, or review user groups. These users have technical ability, and to date, there are only currently 23 on the English Wikipedia page. Another interesting tool that Wikipedia employs to manage the content of its pages are bots. These automated tools carry out repetitive and mundane tasks and are able to make edits very rapidly. In a poll done by the Pew Research Center in 2010, they found that 62% of internet users, age 18 to 29, look for information on Wikipedia. This number has continued to grow, and with it, so has the credibility and prestige of Wikipedia as a reputable reference source. Wales and Sanger deserve a great deal of credit for harnessing the wisdom of the crowd and providing us all with a platform to learn. The best thing we can do to repay them is to participate as dignified editors and contributors of Wikipedia.